Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years of existence this year. The relationship between Barbados as a colony and Britain was on occasion a contentious one, as reflected in a report carried in the newspaper, The Barbadian, on this day, April 24, 1838. According to the report, the members of the local House of Assembly took offense to the statements of a very important official in the British Parliament with respect to a bill for the amendment of the Abolition Act. The bill had been making its way through the British Parliament, and copies of it had been sent to the colonies, including Barbados, for scrutiny by members of the local legislatures. The bill contained amendments to the Abolition Act of 1833, which had brought enslavement to an end in August of 1834, but ushered in a period of apprenticeship for the former enslaved persons. This period was used to, among other things, retain a labor pool for plantations by requiring laborers above a certain age to continue to work on the plantations, as they were before, for a period of 6 years. This was supposed to be a period of transition to eventual full emancipation and to mitigate any negative fallout to the plantations that may arise from mass emancipation. According to historian W.A. Green, the amendments in question were to address the biggest concerns raised by strident anti-apprenticeship forces. These concerns included the regulation of working hours, the provision of allowances, and the total removal of flogging as a form of punishment, among other issues. However, it was not the provisions of the bill itself, but the associated comments made in speeches by one Lord Glenelg, the Secretary of State for the Colonies in the British Parliament, that raised the ire of the local legislators. Apparently, in their view, Lord Glenelg had made an about-face, where having previously repeatedly praised the colonial legislatures for doing a commendable job of carrying out the principles of the original abolition law with respect to apprenticeship, he was now chastising the various colonial parliaments for not doing so. The Barbadian legislators were particularly aggrieved that he did not exempt Barbados from his criticism and felt that he was unfair for failing to do so. They argued that the Barbadian Parliament had done virtually all that had been asked of them by the British government ever since the passage of the original Abolition Act in 1833. And they were unhappy that he, Glenelg, was supporting a bill that, if passed, would be injurious to their interests. It should be noted here that when anti-slavery advocates Joseph Sturge and Thomas Harvey visited the island in 1837 for surveying purposes, they felt that the administration of the apprenticeship system locally was unduly severe. Despite their unhappiness with Lord Glenelg's remarks and unease with the provisions of the bill, the parliamentarians passed the bill on this day, April 24, 1838, by a vote of 11-7.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.